Welcome to Book Positive. This is Vinod Narayan. Thanks for tuning in. Today, I have a very, very special book. Until August by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. This was released this year in 2024, in March. You might be wondering if you know that Marquez died in 2014. And if you have read Marquez before, if you did not know that this book is going to come, then obviously the next thing that you're going to do is go and buy it. So I heard that this book is going to be released probably about 2 months back. And I went to my local library. I put a hold on this book. And I got the book today afternoon. And I sat down and finished reading it. It's a small book. It's not a very large book. It's about 110 pages. It's a novella and not a novel. So Marquez did not really want to publish this book. So this is the last fiction that he wrote. So what I'm holding in my hand is very special in that case. He did not want to publish this book because during his last days, he was suffering from dementia. So he was finding it rather difficult to correlate all the different versions and characters and bring it all together. But 10 years later, and this was kind of lost manuscript, his kids decide to publish it against his wishes. When I read a few articles and comments and blog posts on the internet, there are people who say that you should not have done it. But the foreword that the book has from Marquez's kids, that is interesting because they said that they debated whether they should publish it or not publish it because the author, Marquez, did not want to publish it. Finally, they said that we thought that the reader's pleasure is of most importance. And if the readers accept this book and love this book, then obviously their father is going to forgive them. So it's a nice book. It's a great book. And so it's so important that this is a few, last year, I was thinking, you know, I discovered Marquez much later in my life. And then I was wondering, you know, there would never be any books from Marquez. And that's when you get Until August and you start reading it. What's the story about? So the story about a middle-aged woman, Anna Magdalena Bach. So she is, every year in August, she goes to an island where her mother died and mother has been, so that's where her mother has been buried. And she goes there as a pilgrimage to pay respects to her mother at her mother's grave. So when she goes there in August, she stays there for 2 or 3 days and she has an extramarital encounter with a different person every year in August. And she's married, she's got 2 kids, she's got a boy, she's got a girl, she's happily married. But this one time every year, she has this extramarital relationship. When she goes to the island, she doesn't know whom she's going to meet, but she knows maybe she'll meet someone. It's a very interesting story. And when I was reading that, I was thinking, you know what? Chance encounters, extramarital affairs, as I don't think human beings naturally can live with one single partner. Though we do, many of us do, but that's not the natural way of being. That is probably the unnatural forced way of being. So obviously, when you have a relationship other than what the society has told you, only one relationship. When you're married, you have to be committed. When you're in a relationship, you have to be committed. And you have this chance encounters. Do you feel guilty? Do you feel guilty and happy at the same time? Do you feel complete that you are finally being what is natural to you? Go ahead, read the book Until August. And when I was reading this book, when I hold this book, there's a thought that comes to my mind. The words in this book, the story that is there, the characters, the way it is proceeding, it is written by a person whose memories are defeating him or trying to defeat him. And he's fighting back, writing the book. So this book is a very, very, very special book. That is Until August by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Thank you.